Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Chimp Out Radio, show number 10, and we are live tonight from Texas and Pennsylvania, respectively. I am your co-host, Not Nice, and I'm joined by my esteemed co-host, as always, Birdman. Birdman, welcome to Chimp Out Live.
Hey, Not Nice. Good evening, everybody. Thank you for listening, and yes, it's a very special night indeed. This is our first live show that we're doing, and pretty much once we get underway, we're pretty much dedicating this to the listeners of the show, giving people an opportunity to call in on their own. And you know, we did a pilot episode, or Not Nice did a pilot episode many months ago, and had some technical difficulties, and KFC managed to get through. But hopefully, you know, with our fingers crossed, we'll get through this nice and smooth tonight.
Let's hope so. I know I got everything I need here. I got my red wine. I have a cigarette. I have some water. I'm wearing a diaper. So we're good with the bathroom breaks. well, you know, here we are. And this is indeed, as Birdman said, a show more dedicated to our listeners, our fans, if you will. Of the Chimp Out Radio, and well, many of you hopefully will be participating in this show live tonight. You can call in by dialing 646-200-4171, and it is 11:01 p.m. Eastern Time, 10:01 Central, and let's go ahead and get this underway. We, as we normally do, are going to start off with a few news stories, and the first thing I got to mention is our H-Nick, the head nicker in charge. The H-Nick, that's how I pronounce it. Obongo, having been on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno, what was it, last night? I don't even watch TV, so I just read about it on the internet. And he made a bit of a stir because he said something stupid. I guess he was trying to make fun of himself about his crappy bowling skills. So
here's the thing. He's number one. Even though he's already won the election, he's already president. It's like he's constantly in campaign mode. Yeah. He cannot get out of that. And the nigger cannot function without a teleprompter in front of him. So when there's no teleprompter in front of him, he tends to make an ass out of himself on a pretty regular basis. And most people know, the White House does have a bowling alley inside, and he was comparing his own bowling to the Special Olympics on The Tonight Show, and there was a huge shitstorm, of course, because Special Olympics chairman Tim Shriver, he had to call, Obongo had to call and apologize to Tim Shriver even before the program aired.
Wow.
And the story said he expressed his disappointment and he apologized in a way that was very, very moving, Shriver said on ABC's Good Morning America, further proving to us that this nigger is retarded like any other nigger.
Yeah, that's a good idea if you're the president of the United States and you go on national television and rag on retarded people. Yeah, that's going to go over well. Especially for a kind-hearted liberal Democrat, such as he is.
Get this. Hussein Obama told Shriver of the Special Olympics. He's going to have a bunch of Special Olympics competitors over to the White House for basketball and bowling. It's like, what the fuck?
Well, hey, I mean, the White House is already full of retards, so what the hell? Bring them on. Christ's sakes. And, I mean, what pisses me off the most, you know, I have to admit, look, you know, I'm a wrestling fan, and they bump pro wrestler John Cena from the show to have Obongo on. So it was just twice as bad. So, yeah, that's fine. You all want to call in later and make fun of me for liking pro wrestling, feel free. We got to fill some airtime.
I love pro wrestling. I happen to watch the TNA type of pro wrestling.
I used to watch TNA live. I used to go to her tapings live when I lived in Orlando, Florida, and it was a great time. Except for nigger wrestlers, but other than that, good show. But getting back to Obongo, though, it just made me think, the whole Tonight Show thing, has this nigger put in a single day of work since he got inaugurated?
I can't imagine that he has, other than, you know, tanking the economy every time he makes a speech and passing these crazy things. Like, the House of Representatives just passed the whole youth volunteer corps, which isn't actually volunteer, it's mandatory.
Yeah.
I guess it's the equivalent of the Hitler Youth or something like that, but...
Yeah, some kind of reverse Hitler Youth or something. I was just amused when he tried to act all indignant about the AIG bonuses that his administration knew about, but he goes like, this is outrageous and shit. I people shouldn't get no bonuses and shit, know what I'm saying? And it's just silly. This is all his fault, anyway. I mean, and his people should have been, I mean, was this not part of the goddamn bailout of the deal? Was this not in the documentation? They just noticed this now?
Yeah, I guess he's going to mandate now that CEOs and upper management make minimum wage, you know, just to be fair to everybody.
Yeah. Well, that's just around the corner, I guess. But, well, let's go ahead and move on here. And by the way, I know we got a couple of folks holding on the line. Just sit tight. We're going to be taking some calls here in about 10 minutes. But first, Birdman, let's go to our next story. I know we were just speaking about retarded people, and this has something to do with a retarded nigger, or more than one.
The pan and into the fire, I guess. Calling a nigger retarded is really pretty redundant, because they're all retarded. But this took place in North Randell, a place outside of Cleveland. A Cleveland area nigger daycare worker caught knocking around a retarded niglet. Daycare service called Nickelodeon Daycare was the site of the big fat nigger sow woman knocking around a 2-year-old niglet that is retarded. The dumb nigger bitch was caught on tape. She lied about the rough housing treatment that she gave to the child. The film showed her picking up the nigger kid and tossing him 15 feet across a play area onto his face. Then the boon picked up the nose bleeding and mouth bleeding niglet and dragged him off to the bathroom to clean him up. Oh, right. I didn't do nothing. That wasn't me.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's
caught on tape. We should send it into America's Funniest Home Videos and see if it gets played.
Hey, I would give that $10,000. Whatever the price is nowadays. I haven't watched that show since, like, the 80s. But it is funny. It might very well be one of America's Funniest Home Videos, as is any video that shows nigger onage such as that. But,
gets even better, though. The nigger woman chimped out when the film of her actions were shown to her. She is now screaming that her civil rights were violated by the way of the hidden camera. I guess the voodoo camera, you know, kind of caught her off guard, and she got all mad about it.
Yeah, that'd be
voodoo and shit. What are you doing trying to film me? I didn't do nothing. It was a setup and shit.
Yeah, it's the white man's juju camera that works through some kind of voodoo magic that caught her and, you know, violated her civil rights. I guess her civil rights include beating up retarded niggers.
The Boons also said that she lost her temper on the niglet because the niglet took a bite out of her cupcake when she wasn't looking. God forbid you take food off of a fat she-boon because, you know, the claws come out.
Well, yeah, I mean, a cupcake, hey, that's like gold to one of those fat asses.
There's no pictures with the story. Thanks to Frank Howard for posting this, but I wish there was. I bet she's about 300 pounds and 5 feet wide.
Oh, Lordy! But there's one more story we've got to talk about here before we bring our first caller on. By the way, just to give our first caller a heads up, a caller with phone number ending in 1622, you're going to be the first on in about 5 minutes. Yeah, so they'll say you'll be ready. Prepare something good to say. Entertain us.
Yeah.
Or flatter us. Either way, it's good.
Well, when you call in, you can either identify yourself by your first name or your chimp out screen name, and it's optional to say where you're from, too, just to let everybody know.
Yeah. I mean, if you can just identify yourself by your chimp out name, that'd probably be best, just so we know who you are. If you want to use that and your first name, well, you know, whatever. You know, we're not We're not going to be Nazis about it. Anyway, let's go to our third story here for the evening, and it has to do with our nation's capital. And boy, how proud we are of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. Apparently, according to a recent report, Washington, D.C., which is overwhelmingly nigger populated, has a AIDS rate among adults 12 and over of 3%. And this may not sound like a whole lot for a city full of niggers, but according to the report, this is worse than some African nations. So I guess Washington, D.C. is now officially eligible to be included by itself on the Nigger World Atlas.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Maybe you could leave a post about that sometime in the future. But, it's just amazing how they manage to spread disease as much as they do. They're a walking black plague, literally and figuratively.
Yeah.
And it doesn't surprise me in the least at how high the AIDS rate is in Washington, D.C. alone.
Yeah, not at all.
You can't even read in the fourth grade, you know. And it doesn't help to be in the fourth grade and be 16 years old either.
Yeah. I mean, D.C. in general is just a total mess. I mean, it's just everything about it, education, crime, AIDS, everything is a complete wreck. It's a real embarrassment. It's supposed to be the capital of the richest, mightiest country on earth.
Yeah.
And, yeah, we got a monkey in the White House, a Congress, a capital full of lunatics, and a population, the city population, of AIDS-infected niggers.
Yeah.
You know, what the hell is this, Zimbabwe?
Well, if Obama has his way about it, it probably will end up being like Obama or Zimbabwe or South Africa at the very least, because South Africa still manages to get by because the nigger fixation there is a little more controlled than other African countries. I'm only saying little more.
It's a little more.
Not much different. I mean, the whites in South Africa are really crying for any kind of help because – yeah, the niggers are just running rampant over there after apartheid.
Yeah, and those the humans that remained behind in South Africa, whites and Asians as well, there's a sizable Asian population. These people are heroes. There's like about 2 to 3 million of them holding back a tide of, God knows how many millions of niggers. I don't know how many, but the majority of the population is still trying to keep the country running. And as their reward, they get raped and killed and beaten. And get their rights taken away. Real tragedy, but that's the way this country's headed. And speaking of Zimbabwe or Chimbabwe, with their runaway inflation, hey, the United States just printed up like $1 trillion the last couple of days. So, just look at Zimbabwe, and that's where we're headed. Hyperinflation and just a breakdown of civil society.
You know, right now it'd be nice to have $1 million, but, you know, I foresee in the United States where $1 million will buy a loaf of bread if it keeps going the way it is.
Well, let's put it this way. Here's the good news and the bad news. Pretty soon, I think we'll all be millionaires. And we still won't be able to buy a goddamn head of lettuce.
Mm-hmm.
But, hey, if any you folks out there want to pipe in on these subjects we've been talking about or whatever else, you can call in at 646-200-4171 and be on Chimp Out Radio. It is 11:14 Eastern Time, and we're going to go ahead and bring in our first caller on the line. So let's see how this goes.
All righty.
Welcome to Chimp Out Radio. You're on the air. Who's this?
Okay, am I on?
You are on,
sure.
Sir.
Okay, who's I'm America's Least Wanted.
America's
Hey,
Least Wanted.
Hey, how you doing?
Welcome to the show.
Hi.
All right. So what do you have to share with us today, America's Least Wanted?
So I was going to some of these apocalypse places. You ever been to InfoWars or prisonworld.prisonplanet.com?
I have not.
Neither have I, but...
And they're predicting doom and gloom right now. They've got a bill right now that says you can't they got a bill that's coming out, HR 13 something. You're not supposed to say anything against legislation.
Oh.
I mean, okay, this stuff is scary.
So
I don't,
you're saying that we won't be able to say something critical about legislation that the Congress or the Senate passes?
Well, I mean, yeah, pretty much. Okay, the Patriot Act says the president can determine anybody at all is a terrorist.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well,
and they can hold you. They can also hold you in prison without a reason to, without any charges. Which, you know, we're going down right down the George Orwell corridor here, because you know, all this shit that's coming up, and Obama is just putting things on speed dial and running them through Congress before they even get a chance to read the legislation themselves.
Well, you know, 85% of the Congress is. 85% of them all was owned by the same people anyway. They just have to. It seems like they have to just maintain an image that they're being fair. You know, you go to Infowars.com and they report every little thing. Did you know that in a report they said that in Albany and Schenectady they had five officers that were committing robberies or beating people, so they wanted to declare martial law and bring in the federal police force. You know, that's a way of bypassing. And then shortly after, Albany had the same thing, but they actually had to. What happened in Albany? Did you hear that they're actually proposing to remove the ammo from you can't buy ammo anymore. They're the first few persons to.
That's the easiest way to control guns, really, is to legislate ammo and not make it available. You can have all the guns in the world, but if you can't find ammo for them, you're screwed. And they're doing that right now. You go to Walmart to buy – you go to Walmart or someplace to buy ammo, you can't find it. It's gone.
Well, it's like the Matrix, like the rabbit hole, how far it goes. I mean, it's like America's the last holdout, and if they go, then the whole country's just going to be sucked into the whirlwind. It's like the last holdout.
It's bad times, and this whole all these restrictions on personal liberties, holding people without charge, and trying to control what they say. This started, to be fair, under Bush. But now Obama's going to take it to a whole new level. He's going to run with this thing and take it to its logical conclusion, which is complete tyranny.
Horrifying.
Indeed, it is.
I hope he fails. Well, he probably will. You know,
yeah, we don't have to hope.
Yeah, just leave him without his teleprompter long enough and he'll eventually fail.
That's fine. He's too busy doing Leno anyway. But listen, America's at least wanted. Thank you for calling in. We're going to go ahead and move on to our next calling guest. We've got some people on the line.
Sure.
But thanks so much for calling and contributing, okay?
Great. I listen to you all the time. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for listening. All right. Well, that was our first call, and I suppose that went well enough. So no technical difficulties. So we're going to go now to our next caller here in a few seconds. Next call is going to be phone number ending in 2277. So whoever you are, friend or potential troll, please be ready. Actually, never mind. He is gone. Funny, as soon as I said troll, he hung up.
Oh, boy. This is going to be fun.
And by the way, if you're listening out there and you're a nigger, please call, because we would love to talk to you, and we really want to listen to your opinions, because we value them so very, very much. Okay? However, let's go on to our next caller. Here we go. Caller, you're on the air. Welcome to Chimp Out Radio. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, who is this?
Lady Coon Thrasher.
Oh,
hey.
Lady. How are
you?
How
you doing?
Welcome to Chimp Out Radio. So what do you have to opine on here tonight, lady?
I'm considering the fact that I hate all fucking niggers, I was wanting to, like, go and talk about my contact at the airport.
Well, do tell.
I had arrested by the airport cops.
Well, this sounds like a good story. I mean, what happened?
Well, I went and got on a flight from Memphis to Atlanta, and me, I'm almost, like, I'm just about 6 foot tall.
Mm-hmm.
And this big-ass she-boom goes and shoves her damn seat, you know, like her seat, way the hell back.
Yeah.
I am human. I politely ask her to please pull her seat back up.
Yeah.
Of course, it ignores me.
You're probably too busy babbling on her cell phone or some shit.
No, not quite. She just,
I know you're looking at me.
She just wanted to be a she-boon, just, you know, and, you know, antagonize the human. And I went and made sure to the whole entire, about the hour and a half flight, every single time that she-boon went and, like, try to, like, go to sleep, I would go and, like, knee her in the back. Every single time I saw that damn head going low enough, I would go and knee her in the back. Well, we got up to the gate, she went and started majorly chimping out on me. And I stayed calm. I kept my hands behind my back because, trust me, I wouldn't damn strangle her.
Yeah, I gotta admit, I wish you would have.
But if I would have, I probably would have been called off with the cops, too.
Well, yeah, but, you know, small price to pay.
Pardon?
Sorry, small price to pay. I'm being a smartass, don't listen to me.
But the funny part was, I stayed calm, and when she got hauled off, she looked back at me and gave me that whole chimp out, like, that she-boon glare. And I went and stuck my tongue at her. And she went and... That's exactly it.
I guess they can hear our noises too, huh?
It took three cops to take her ass down.
Good Lord. She must have been the size of a goddamn linebacker.
They hauled her ass off to the room.
Did they need to use a crane to haul her ass out?
I'm surprised if they didn't, because she was fucking huge.
They don't walk, they waddle.
You know, roll her ass out of the airport. That's usually faster.
Get one of those luggage trucks, you know, at the airport with the little bisectioned truck that brings the luggage out to the airplanes. They were hauling her off on one of those.
Oh, at least.
But my whole thing is to tell everybody, when you're dealing with a nigger, you stay calm, let them chimp out. Let them go play ape shit, and then you own them.
Yeah, good advice. Hey, thank you for sharing your Kuntag with us, and thanks so much for having called in to Chimp Out Radio. We appreciate you listening and calling in and being part of this.
Hey, Nut Knife.
Yeah, who's this?
Yeah, this is Just Say No to Niggers. How are you and Bird doing?
Great. Oh,
that's our Lady Coon Thrasher's husband.
That's correct.
I was going to say. Doing
because
great.
We didn't let another caller in. It just happened that
way. Well, what the fuck? I had to keep my word. I told people in chat if I got drunk enough, I would call and make an ass of myself. So I'm a man of my word, so I figured I would keep it, man.
That's right. I remember that, and I appreciate that. I mean, you just kind of startled me there, because I thought someone kind of snuck into the line here all of a sudden. I'm like, what the hell's going on here? But, hey, great to have you on, too.
Yeah, man. Love the show, man. Keep up the good work.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in.
All right, y'all let y'all send now.
All right. All right, well, let's go ahead and, hey, thanks for calling in. Let's go ahead and let the next victim.
Hey, I want to say, hey, Birdie. I got to say, hey, Birdie.
Yeah. She calls me, I see them too in chat all the time, and it's great. They're two really nice folks, and yeah, thanks a lot for calling to the show. We really appreciate it.
Yeah.
All right. Marty, I'm sorry, you got a pet name.
All right, folks, thanks for calling in, and you know, thanks for listening. And let's go ahead and go on to the next victim here to break out the show. And well, hey, we got plenty of great people on the Chimp Out, on the Chimp Out forum, so we got to have no shortage of great guests here. But well, our next caller in here is going to be phone number ending in 0767. So stand by here, because we are about to bring you on right after I take a sip of my wine. So if you'll excuse me. Oh, yeah.
Sip away, my friend.
Yeah, that is awesome. Okay. Of course, I drank it for health benefits, not for the alcohol. I think we've established this, but I think it's worth mentioning again. I
drink vodka for the health benefits, too.
Well, you're trying to help the Russian economy. Hey,
yeah,
that's fine. That's admirable. Anyway, let's go ahead and bring our next caller on. Welcome to Chimp Out Radio. Who do we have the pleasure of speaking to?
Hey, not nice. Hey, this is the thin white line here.
Oh, white line. Welcome to Chimp Out Radio.
Thank you very much.
Moderators.
Yeah, one of our star moderators. Thank you so much for calling in. And, if I may be so forward, I have to comment, sir. Great tits, okay? Great tits. I saw your pictures.
I didn't really do that for you, not nice, to be perfectly honest about it.
Thank you. Thank you.
But hey, I'm glad you like them.
I was glad.
I've got two that match.
Yeah. Well, hey, good stuff. Whatever you're doing, working out or whatever, keep it up. And all the hair looks great. Don't, you know.
Yeah, just, okay.
Yeah. Good stuff. Good stuff. Anyway.
Well, I'm actually on the interstate tonight, and I decided to call in, and I want to tell you two guys, if you couldn't have handpicked any two better ambassadors for Chimp Out than you two guys. I've listened to all your shows, and they are absolutely awesome.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, and we have to agree. You couldn't have picked two better people for this, you know, or people with less modesty. But
hey, question I got, I guess we could talk about it. I stopped in right now I'm in Knoxville, Tennessee, headed east, but we stopped in Cookeville to eat supper, my wife and I did, and in that area of Tennessee, you see very little coal burning. Well, in the restaurant we were at, we saw two or three incidents of coal burning, and then an incident of what appeared to be a half-breed hooker with her white friend, and my question is, and y'all being master niggerologists and all, in the face of all the statistical data on whatever happens to white women that go out with niggers, why do they keep doing it?
Well, Burman, do you want to tackle that first?
Yeah, I could comment on that. It's pretty simple. The mainstream media, MTV, Nickelodeon, even all the kids' channels, everything out there in the media, on the computer and whatnot, it's cool and hip to be with niggers. You know, and these young girls, number one, a lot of them don't have a good parental structure in their home. Their dad is either a liberal asswipe or too much of a pussy to raise his daughter in the correct way to understand that niggers are not human. And, you know, it's a big combination of many factors, but it ends up with being a human girl. And I see Asian girls with niggers. I see white girls with niggers, Mexican girls, what have you. And it's pretty much throughout the range, coal burning is becoming more and more popular and more because of the myth that black men have a bigger penis than white guys do or what have you, when in reality statistics say that, you know, it's all pretty much the same, if not a little bit bigger for whites. You know, the thing they do to perpetuate that myth is that, you know, for any porno movie, they just get the most well-hung niggers they can find and put them with a white girl. But, you know, there's just so many factors going on that make women cancel out thousands and thousands of years of evolution, human evolution, and mate with a nigger, commit bestiality.
Well, this is something that's come about in epidemic proportions in the last 20 years or so. When I was high school and college in the 80s, it was you didn't see that at all. And if you did, it was really talked about.
Oh, it's really bad. It's getting worse.
Yeah, it's a disgrace. You see it pretty much everywhere now. Practically anywhere in the country you go to, it's really a disgrace, and that's why sites like Chimpat are valuable in that they publicize the truth that most niggers have AIDS, or they have diseases in general, that they're criminals, that they're violent, that if you date a nigger, male or female, you are taking your life into your own hands, and it's just not a good idea.
You're exactly right. Yeah, if you want to find out what happens, go read the Nigger Crime section or read Chicago Avengers section.
The best example I can think of what really does happen to coal burners is Nicole Brown Simpson. You know, he hacked her to death. And she tried getting away from him, but the nigger wouldn't stand for it, and she got hacked into bits along with her boyfriend. So that's what happened. I suspect one day we're going to hear a news story about Heidi Klum and Seal just beating the crap out of her or hurting her, like, you know, bloodying her up and everything.
Yeah, well, I hope so. But hey, Thin White Line, we got quite a few more people waiting here on the line to get on the show.
Sure.
So I'm unfortunately going to have to let you go. But thank you so much for calling and participating, and you just for being a great all-around guy on the forum. But thanks for calling in.
All right. Thanks a lot. You guys keep it up.
All right. Thank you, sir. All right. And a very good point made there about the what should be the obvious dangers of coal burning. And there's really nothing to be gained from that garbage.
Once you burn coal, a white man will not take you back. Once you cross that line, you're pretty much trash.
Yeah, you're pretty much ruined for life. But, hey, let's go ahead and bring on our next caller. Phone number ending in 0846. Excuse me, getting a little dry here. I need more booze.
I'm refreshing my drink as we speak.
There we go. Need a little lubrication. All right, here we go, caller. We're going to bring you on the
That's
air
here. That's all right, guys. Hello?
Hey there. We're on the Chimp Out Radio. Hey. Who's this?
Hey, what's up? This is 357. What's going on? 357.
All right.
Birdman.
Hey.
Okay, what's up? What's up?
Not much. How are things down in Miami?
Oh, right now I'm just doing a little surveillance, watching a little Category 1 chimp outside my fence here.
So what's going on out there?
Oh, nothing. I just came out to have a smoke before they outlaw that shit, too. And, you know, I hear the boom, boom, my damn windows are rattling and shit, and I go outside and I see the chimp out. Wah, wah. Hey, get your ass on out here. Where you be? Get out here, nigga. Hurry up.
Oh, yeah. Gotta love it.
Yeah. Oh, they're so fucking predictable, aren't they?
Oh, well, this is every day around here, man.
They're so
it's
fucking predictable.
Just out of fucking control. This is just unbelievable, man. I got a good little funny story for you.
I was
just watching the news there, and a little 18-month-year-old niggling on... down here in South Miami, fell out of one of those little trains that goes around the center of the mall that goes at about a mile an hour, and got run over by the train.
Awesome.
And he just became good later, earlier today.
There you go.
I'm clapping here.
Let me play some applause here. There we go.
Oh, I mean, I couldn't believe it. I was like, how in the hell can you fall off of a damn it, man, a little toddler ride and just get run over by a train.
Well, maybe Crime Stopper should send a few $1,000 to that mall for doing a service to the community.
I agree. It's saving me a lot of taxpayer dollars.
Good God. I mean, how can you stand living in South Florida, 357? I mean, it's got to be a jungle down there just with the Haitians.
Oh, God. Well, actually, to be perfectly honest with you, The Haitians are the closest thing you can get to magic niggers.
Oh, good God.
I mean, the differences between them, and I've blogged on it, they're like compared to the Americoons. I mean, it's just, I think the secret is that it took me 20 years of my life, you know, two-thirds of my life to figure out is that they were all illegal. And as long as they didn't have a green card, their mouths and take the ass beating and do their job like they were supposed to.
Ah, well, that's what we got to do then.
It boils down to.
That we got to give all the niggers here green cards then.
Yeah, that's as long as you keep the green card away from them. I mean, it works the same for the Jamaicans, the Dominicans, for pretty much all of them. You know, the islands. The only sad part is once they get that green card. I mean, look out, man, because they've accelerated the American TMB times 10 because you got, you know, that deep rooted juju. You know, that they all have, and they never let go of back in their motherlands. And,
yeah.
Woo, they chase people down, you know, machetes. And, I've seen a rake attack, which is always pretty funny.
A rake attack. Ay, Dios mío.
Definitivamente.
Well, it's
but,
a...
Yeah, I mean...
Well, 357, listen, we got about... 24 minutes left here. It's 11:36 Eastern time, so we're going to have to go ahead and bring on the next person here. But I am glad you kept your commitment and called in and shared some time with us here. And, you know, thanks for calling in and for contributing to the forum.
Oh, no problem, man. It's great. I love it. And you hope to be waiting for Chimp Out 11, and hopefully you'll hear from me soon.
Oh, you will.
All righty.
Thanks a lot, sir.
Thanks for calling in, 357.
All right.
All right, guys.
Bye-bye. Okay, well, let's see. We're getting we got a good line of people waiting here, and I gotta admit I'm very flattered so many people want to be on the show. Although, well, I can't blame him, Burman, because he put on such an excellent program here.
Yeah.
not to toot my own horn, but hey. Two drunks, you know, couldn't really do any better than this.
It's a lot of fun, on my end at least. It's a lot of fun to do, and it's nice to make the members of Chimp Out happy by having a show that's at least entertaining. And, you know, we try to make it fun and, you know, funny because, you know, a lot of internet radio shows on other websites, you know, they can get a little depressing and, you know, and very serious, but we don't like to do that. We like to make it fun and fun for everybody that listens to it.
Yeah, you know, I mean, yeah, we do talk about important, serious issues here, but hey, there's no reason. I mean, it's not a funeral, okay? You know,
yeah.
we're trying to take the edge off here, and hey, caller ending in 1622, you're going to be on next. So let's go ahead and see if we can bring him or her on the line here. Welcome to Chimp Out Radio. Who is this?
Oh, gee. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh, please let me go. I was just wanted to go back on just to listen to the rest of it. I didn't know what to do other than to call in.
Well, who is this, though?
America's Least Wanted.
Oh, jeez. You sound familiar.
Yeah,
well, that is okay. Hey, I appreciate you.
Enough, I can't get my Chimp Out Radio.
See, you're so addicted to the show, you can't help but call in twice. That's fine.
I connected and I called back.
That's fine. We'll let you go. We'll bring on the next person. But thanks for calling again. See, the show is so exciting. People can't help but call over and over and over again.
How about that?
I don't blame.
Maybe.
If it was me, I'd be calling 100 times. But
yeah.
Anyway, let's go on to the next caller. Private number looks like. So let's see. Let's see what we got here. Welcome to Chimp Out Radio. You are on the air.
Hello. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yep.
Okay. It's Balrog.
Balrog, how
out.
You doing?
I'm doing all right, man. How you doing?
We're doing good here.
All right.
As long as the liquor doesn't run out, we're doing fine.
True that.
What I wanted to talk about is I think that what they're going to do to get around the Second Amendment that you guys were talking about earlier is they're going to tax the hell out of ammo and guns, and they're going to tax it beyond to make it so no one can afford a damn thing. They'll put 800, 900% taxes on ammunition.
making it so no normal human can, you know, afford it. And of course, in the underground, just like with the black market guns, all the niggers will still be able to get the guns and ammo cheap, and all the humans trying to protect themselves will be getting hammered and won't be able to afford a damn thing.
Yeah, it's getting pretty repressive. It's going to get worse. But you know what? Let me give you a little tip, if I may. As a U.S. citizen who happened to be born and grew up in a United States territory, or Puerto Rico, you ever have any problems getting ammo? Go down there. You can get pretty much anything you want down there, and you don't even need a passport.
Oh, yeah.
I guess the only trick will be getting it back to the continent, but I'm sure that can be arranged.
Yeah, getting it back would be a bitch unless you were in a boat, I guess.
Speaking of taxing things, the federal government is also using the always good for cash the tobacco industry. They've already jacked it up by a dollar, and they're going to jack it up by another dollar per pack of cigarettes in the next month or two. And the tobacco industry has always been a big cash cow for the federal government and state governments. And I just bought two cartons. You know, I buy like two cartons of cigarettes a month, and it lasts me a month. For two cartons of generic, I paid $87 for two cartons of cigarettes. And the generic ones, the floor sweepings, as a lot of people call them. Two cartons of Marlboro here in Pennsylvania, I believe, are $105.
Good God.
They're going to do the same damn thing with ammo. They're going to tax it so beyond belief that nobody will be able to afford it.
Right. No one will be able to afford it. Then they're going to tax guns. But that way they won't get any Pelosi and her whole crew. They'll sit back and say, well, see, we left the Second Amendment alone. We didn't do anything to it. You see, that way, you know, the NRA will have to step in or something, but that's what I'm afraid is going to happen. I mean, those plans are already in the works, and then it'll be like the UK. It'll be like the UK.
Yeah. Well, what you got to do is, hey, make sure now while you can, get armed. Get your guns now. Get as much ammo as you can. Make arrangements.
Oh, I've got them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Most of us on the forum.
I've been buying in bulk.
Yeah, most of us who know what we're doing do. And, hey, you know, come up with places where you can put your guns outside your home. Have a plan B, because you never know what's going to happen. One day you can wake up and turn on the TV, and there could be martial law going on. The way things have been going, you can never be too prepared. Stockpile food, you know, don't waste your time, you know, doing shit like, say, buying gold, for example. Buy food, buy ammo, water. Things that you can use.
Buying rice is a really good idea because rice has a long, long shelf life, and you can store it for literally years.
Yeah.
If you can find MREs and stuff, go out and buy it, man. Because Obama, what he really, I believe in my heart, he really wants to do is he wants to tank the economy so bad that he will have no choice but to declare martial law. Then the United Nations will step in and overwrite our own constitution and give us a interim constitution, which will have no Second Amendment. It won't even have a First Amendment. So, like I said earlier in the show, we are going down the Orwell corridor here, and we're in a Ferrari heading towards the door of Orwell. And, you know,
that's 1984.
Right. Yeah. Hey, listen, sir, I appreciate you calling in. We got time for two more callers. We got them waiting on the line, so unfortunately, I'm going to have to let you go.
It was great.
Hey,
thanks for talking. Thanks for taking my call, guys.
No problem. Thanks for calling in. Thank you very much for contributing to the show. We hope to have you on again.
All right, take it easy.
All right,
later.
You too. And, yeah, we got about time for a couple more callers. It is 11:44 Eastern time, and I will give out the number again, but quite frankly, we got two callers on the line. I got time for two more. So we're going to go ahead and bring in the next one here in a few seconds, phone number ending in 5813. So let's go ahead and bring him on the line. And we were going to have a musical break here on the show,
we were just not going to do it because we've got some pretty good conversation going here.
Oh, yeah, we got much better stuff going on here, so there was no need for any kind of break. So let's go ahead and bring on our next caller here. Welcome to Chimp Out Radio. Who is this?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Wide as Ride, or WIR for short.
Hey, Del White is right. Welcome to the show. Thank you for calling in. So what do you have to say about some of these subjects we've been talking about here tonight?
I'm sorry, I kind of missed that. What'd you say?
What do you have to say about some of the subjects we've been talking about here tonight?
Well, I wanted to bring up something that I don't think anyone has touched on just yet. But, as many of you probably already know, I am a college student. So I see what my peers are like every day. See them being into all this rap this, rap that. I guess it kind of relates to the coal burning topic that you talked about earlier.
Yeah. Well, go ahead. You got about 3 minutes. WIR, what you got?
It just seems a bit bizarre to me, really, that surely they've got to understand, but I guess they don't. I don't know.
Well, I mean, I know college is a confusing time for a lot of people. I know it was for me. But hey, when I was in college, hey, that was no excuse for me. I knew all about niggers, and I let my feelings be known, which was not very popular, especially in Puerto Rico, of all places. I'll make an allowance for college students because, hey, they're still young, and they're subjected to a barrage of propaganda every day. As Burman mentioned earlier, it's just every day the propaganda is just overwhelming.
Well, yeah, when you're young
propaganda,
like that.
You got that right. Especially in the case of the freshman classes and whatnot, it's pretty much nigger loving this and that. It seems to be almost more about telling the students what to think more than teaching them stuff.
I've read stories about math teachers in colleges around, it's a liberal mecca for, communist mecca for teachers, for the professors. I heard a story years ago that a math teacher was spending the entire classes ranting about George W. Bush when he should have been teaching math, It's just stupid shit like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, listen, what is right? Hey, thank you for all you do as a moderator on Chimp Out, and thank you for calling in and participating. We'll go ahead and let you go. We're going to try to squeeze a couple more folks in before we're out of time, but we sure do thank you for calling.
And thank you for the opportunity for being able to talk.
Not a problem. Thank you so much for having joined us. And let's go real quick to our next caller, who seems to be calling from the great state of Louisiana.
The Cajun nigga.
That is right.
Capital of the world.
Yeah, if I can, if I'm looking at an area code right, I don't think I need to mention the last 4 digits of the phone number because I'm sure this person knows who he or she is already. So let's go ahead and see if I can bring him on here in just a moment. Let's see. Here we go. I think I got him on here. Welcome to Chimp Out Radio. Who is this?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. You're on.
I can hear you. All
right. This is Nigger Knocker.
Hey, Nigger Knocker. Thanks for being on. So what do you think? What do you have to say? What do you have to opine here on Chimp Out Radio?
Well, so far as the coal burning thing goes, I don't understand how any white girl any girl of any color really, other than nigger, would want something stuck in them that looks like a radiator hose with a chicken liver hanging out the end of it. that's just fucking disgusting.
I call them eggplants or stuff. They look like eggplants.
Oh Lord, yeah. I mean, don't ask me. I don't see what the appeal is either.
Yeah, I hear you. That's fucking terrible, man. I don't. They look fucking deformed.
So listen, just judging by the area code, I know fairly well where you're at. I'm not gonna say where, but how?
Yeah, it's in Louisiana.
Yeah, I know it's in Louisiana, but I know the city, but. And I won't say it, but just tell me, how's the nigger situation where you're at?
It is terrible. I got niggers in this place all the time. Actually, I just locked the doors to the shop so that I could call into the show and not be interrupted by the niggers.
Oh, you're the tattoo artist, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you were talking about that on the shout box.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I shut the shop down so I could call in.
Oh, well, I appreciate that.
I was just eating a pizza and listening, and then I had to go take a shit. So I was actually calling from the shitter.
Well, hey, that's happened before, believe it or not.
That's fine. I've been taking a crab the whole show, so it's fine.
That's
great. Oh, yeah.
That nice. Got a new padded toilet seat, and he's just breaking it in.
Dropping some nigger kids off at the pool.
There you go. No abortion for you, huh? Okay.
No.
Well, listen, Nigger Knocker, thanks a lot for being on. We got one more caller we're going to try to bring on before we run out of time here. We've got 7 minutes left. But thank you so much for having called in.
And I gotta say, I love Ebonics with a Puerto Rican accent. That shit's funny as hell.
Well, thank you for the appreciation and shit. All right, well, thanks, Nigger Knocker. Appreciate ya, know what I'm saying? So we'll see you around the forum.
All right,
bye-bye. Okay, got time for one more call here. We're quickly running out of time here, so let's see. Next caller, it's going to be phone number ending in 1708. So, caller, hope you're ready. You're going to have literally really a couple of minutes here. So, let's see if Block Talk Radio Switchboard will let me bring you on here. This thing's a little iffy. Although it's been doing okay most of the show, but here we go. Let's go ahead and bring you on. Welcome to Chimp Out Radio. Who's this?
Hey, how you doing? What's going on there? Not nice.
Oh, it's the Canadian.
Could this be...
Of course it is.
Could this be the first ever guest I ever had on one of these shows? KFC is for niggers?
Well, hey, you know, I try. Yes, it's always there. Yes, it's always there. I basically just wanted to try to get in and count the path.
Well, you're...
A good show.
Yeah, well, you're the last one who made it in, because we are almost done here for the night, but I'm glad you were able to get in here and call in, and we've come full circle. You were my first guest on the pilot live show, my only guest, actually, on that show, and now you're the last.
We tried. The effort was there.
Yeah, and, that's pretty much, the pilot show was pretty much what inspired me to get this whole Chimp Out Radio program going, and, you know, I got in touch with Not Nice, I say, hey, you want to do a show together? And he was like, yeah, and it's been such a huge success, it's amazing.
Oh, shit, you guys have done such a good job. I mean, it's what I look forward to Friday night, as pathetic as my life sounds lately.
Well, hey, don't feel too bad, I mean, hey, we're here. So, we obviously ain't got nothing better to do either. But that's fine. There's no way I'd rather spend a Friday evening than talking to the fine folks from Chimp Out. So, I'm glad I'm here, and I'm glad you're all here. And I'm glad you're here.
It was awesome. Awesome that everyone showed up. I actually didn't think this many people would call in.
Absolutely. And, hey, I'm impressed that, as it turns out, igloos have phones. Is that right?
Actually, no, I took over to the other village, eh? It was their phone. And I had to shoot one of my dogs on the way.
Oh, you know, shit happens.
Well, yeah. I mean, it was a good dog, but, I mean, it was black, so.
You know, if you were a nigger on a dog sled, you'd probably shoot your dog, have sex with it, then eat it. So, I mean, I guess we're a little more advanced than they are.
Yeah, I guess you got a good point there.
A little bit more. Listen, KFC, thanks a lot for calling in. We're about out of time here, so We're going to have to let you go really quick.
Find it up, and great show, guys.
Hey, thanks a lot, and thanks a lot for being here, and we'll see you around the forum.
Okay, awesome. Have a good one, guys.
You too.
Okay. Oh,
all right. And, well, my apologies to Boo Berry, who apparently was trying to get on here, but we are out of time. We're going to get caught off by... Yeah, we're going to get caught off by Blog Talk Radio here in about 3 minutes. It is, 3 to 4 minutes. It's,
I just want to remind everybody real quick before we go off. We plan on bringing you a live show a couple times a year for the time being, but we are going to stick with our pre-recorded format for our weekly shows, and we're going to continue to bring on good guests and, hopefully bring on an entertaining show for y'all. Not nice. Close things up for us?
Well, yeah, we got, let's see, it looks to be 11:57 p.m. on the East Coast. We got about 3 minutes left here, so we're just going to use it to wrap up the show. Thank you to everyone who called in. We appreciate your, you guys having called in and contributed to the show and having made it a really fun time for all involved. But we appreciate your continued listenership and the feedback that you provide to me and Burman on the show. And as of today, all episodes of Chimp Out Radio combined have had about 14,000 downloads.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so the show is getting quite a following, even outside the forum, and even after we got dropped by iTunes, no surprise there.
We've been mentioned on Stormfront a couple times too, even though we're not a pro white show. You know, there's a bunch of people over on Stormfront who really like us too, and thanks to those people as well.
Yeah, and hey, you know, as Berman said, we're not quote unquote pro white, but hey, we love white people. We love Hispanics, Indians, Asians, Middle Easterners, pretty much any race on earth. We just hate niggers. And niggers, if you're out there listening, and apparently you were too cowardly.
Yes, we hate you very much, niggers. We wish you all would drop dead.
Yeah, you were too cowardly to call in, but rest assured, we hate your fucking guts, and you're a drain in society. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Go the fuck back to Africa.
Yeah, please. Well, hey, we got 1 minute remaining, so, we're pretty much going to have to sign off here. Thanks again, everyone. You want to contact us, just go to chimpout.com, and we will be back with a new episode, sometime soon. No promises, but we'll keep doing this, and we hope you keep listening. Thank you, Berman, for having joined me for this special life edition of Chimp Out.
90 seconds.
And that's it, I think.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, folks. That is indeed it. And we will see you, or rather, you'll hear us next time. And so on.
Nigger, nigger, tell them lies. Black face and bloodshot eyes. Crooked toes and crooked nose. That's the way.
60 seconds.
That's how he goes. They're marching for equality. They'll never be as good as me. We won't let them get a grade. We must always segregate. Keep them in their place. Nigger, nigger, tell them lies. Black face and bloodshot eyes. Crooked toes and crooked nose. That's the way a nigger goes. Old Martin Luther's got to go. That's one thing that we all know. We'll take him riding on the rail and lock him in the county jail. Niggers want to change our ways, but taxes
won't
pay. Lucky lips and Kiki's hair, living off that old welfare. Got their hands out. They might as well give up the fight. No federal judge can make them white. The job is up to you and me. That's BCNAACP. Move them north. Nigger, nigger, tell them lies. Black face and bloodshot eyes. Took it, told him, took it, no.